Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, right here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our great friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. I'm Matt Kuhn, and here we are, wrestling friends. We're talking about wrestling, and there's no bigger story than the surprise, I guess, appearance of CM Punk on WWE backstage last night, or the night before. CM Punk made his appearance. A few of us were not surprised. A lot of people were. But I'm trying to say that this, it means he is going to wrestle. So I'm going to give you the who, what, where, when, why, and how of CM Punk wrestling again for WWE today on Total Engagement. Of course, just got done watching AEW and NXT put a brand new review show up on WrestlingFriend.com, the Patreon site where you can support this crazy show that does a show every single day, Monday through Friday. I appreciate y'all for doing that. If you want to hear the TV reviews, if you want to hear some cool stories, if you want to hear some exclusives and bonus content, me and maybe even Matthew once in a while doing some reviews, go ahead and check out WrestlingFriend.com. That'll keep us from having to do too many commercials like we did yesterday. Like I said, getting lots of offers for and opportunities for sponsorships, trying to keep the commercials down because the show's so short. So please support us over at Patreon.com/TotalEngage or at WrestlingFriend.com. But right now, CM Punk, is he going to wrestle? I say yes. The who, what, where, when, why, and how. Today on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. To the surprise of some people, not to me, CM Punk showed up at backstage. Now, I will say I was totally thinking that CM Punk was going to be part of All Elite Wrestling. But after we got word that CM Punk had auditioned not once, but twice for the WWE backstage segment, we knew, and then Cody sent some stuff publicly like, I think he's going back to WWE. I think we all knew that it was a matter of time before he showed up. Matter of fact, some people tweeted me, DM me, the story's bullshit. And I said, no, I don't think it's bullshit because it was reported he auditioned, and that's a big step to put out there. And even at StarCast, he talked a little about that as well. So let's start with a what. Will he wrestle again? What will he do? Of course he will wrestle again. Of course he will. We're talking about a man with a big ego, a man who thinks he's the best in the world at wrestling, a man who thinks that he always was given the short end of the stick, and a man who always thought he was underappreciated. This is the time for him to leverage his move and to wrestle. He's waited a long time, and he's put it out there like he doesn't care whether he wrestles or not. We know the passion he had. We know how much he loved it. We know how much pride he took in being the best in the world. There's no doubt to me that he is going to wrestle again. He stayed physically active. He stayed physically fit. He looks like he can go. So then, who? So who could be a couple things, AEW or WWE? This is why I definitely think he's wrestling, because technically he could sign a deal with Fox and wrestle with AEW. Technically that could happen, but there's no way in hell WWE would agree to having him on the Fox show. Even though it's not their show, they definitely would have a say. They definitely want to have a good relationship with their partner. Fox definitely would ask for their input as far as hiring somebody else. I mean, what? You're going to hire Satin. You're going to hire Renee Young. You're going to hire Booker T. And you're not going to talk to WWE about CM Punk. So to me, there has to already be an implied agreement that he's going to be in the WWE. There's no way they're going to have him on that show and take any kind of risk that he's going to go over to AEW. And to do that, you have to pony up some money. And now as far as opponents, when we talk about who, you know, Triple H is a natural choice. But I still think CM Punk, even if he takes the money, even if he does it, he's still at a point where he doesn't want to put Triple H over to that degree. I do think he takes himself that seriously. Aleister Black, some people have been talking about. Aleister Black is someone who reminds a lot of people of CM Punk with the tattoos, the sitting down, the whole thing. CM Punk's mentioned it himself. I don't think CM Punk's going to be used to get a younger talent over. I think CM Punk's going to be used as an attraction. Samoa Joe. A lot of people thought it was interesting that Samoa Joe was out there backstage and he came out given their history. That's a possibility, as is Daniel Bryan, for the same reason. The history, the ROH thing, and the fact that CM Punk wants to work with someone he wants to work with. But there's no doubt in my mind, I'm going to put this out there, the one person that he wants to wrestle, the person that he feels the epitome of the issues of WWE, but doesn't really have a personal issue with, meaning he wouldn't refuse to work with him like maybe he would Triple H, is Roman Reigns. So I predict it's Roman Reigns against CM Punk. Now, when? Well, he's not getting any younger, right? He's not old. He's in good shape. But it's got to be within the next couple of years. It's not going to be the next couple of months. It might be at WrestleMania, this WrestleMania, or the following WrestleMania. So for the next year or two. And that brings us to the where. Is it going to be at Mania, or is it going to be at Saudi? You know, in Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia seems like a natural fit since they've paid all this money for a lot of other people to come back. Some people even said maybe it's Austin against CM Punk in Saudi Arabia. I think of CM Punk as a conscientious person. I do believe he's going to take the money, but I don't believe, because he's a capitalist, right? Like a lot of us are, but I don't think he's going to take the money to do Saudi Arabia. I don't think that particular thing doesn't jibe with his punk rock kind of vibe and his rebellious attitude. I would say he would go to Mania because he holds the Mania thing in the highest regard. To him, I don't think it's enough to come back for the money. I don't think it's enough for him to come back to host a show. I don't think it's enough for him to come back to Saudi Arabia. For him, he wants the main event of WrestleMania. That's the CM Punk we've always known. The CM Punk we've always known has always wanted that WrestleMania main event, and that's why he's coming back. Why? Because one, it's now or never. And two, Fox TV gave CM Punk and WWE the opportunity to reestablish a relationship without reestablishing the relationship, to get them together without having one having to tuck their tail. And in doing so, they had to have those talks where you say, hey, well, I guess you could work for AEW and host this Fox show. And WWE says, no, not digging that idea at all. And so then they said, well, I guess you'll have to wrestle here. And then CM Punk's like, well, let's talk about that. This is all conjecture, of course. And of course, how? It's money. Money, money, money. Now, I know a lot of people out there are like, fuck CM Punk for coming back. But dude, the reality is you cannot begrudge someone for getting paid. You cannot begrudge someone for trying to get enough money to support themselves. You cannot begrudge someone for getting a lot of money to support themselves. It's America. And if someone has a problem with a company and that problem's no longer there, and they made their point, which he did, I don't think it sells him out at all to rejoin WWE. Sure, I would have loved to see him go to AEW. Sure, that might have been a little bit more in lines with the issues he had and all that. But I can't begrudge the fact that if there's a bidding war and WWE put more money in it than WWE won, I can't begrudge CM Punk for going back to do what he really wants to do in headline WrestleMania. So that is why I think CM Punk is coming back to wrestle. I think, of course, who is AEW? Probably Roman Reigns. I think what is he's definitely going to wrestle. When? It's going to be in the next year or so, but not immediately. Where? Definitely WrestleMania, not Saudi Arabia. Why? Because Fox allowed him the situation to make it happen. And how? Because of money. And we hope you've enjoyed today's total engagement. Of course, speaking of money, if you want to play pay pennies a day to get a ton of bonus content, go over to WrestlingFriend.com. That's our Patreon site. Or just listen for free right here on Total Engagement every single day, Monday through Friday, with me, Matt Coombs.